You're
welcome to Horrible Decisions.
Hey guys, welcome. This your girl Mandy B, aka Full Court Pumps, aka That Bitch. And y'all know my other AKAs, man. Y'all go ahead and call me and fuck with me. You know.
Bitch, no. What's wrong with you?
Listen, I'm actually
very
tired.
You sound like you have a MySpace page right now with the squiggly lines that say AKA, BKA.
And that's actually, I think, what I had on my MySpace back in the day.
Who didn't have that shit?
I got the B, actually, from my name was It's Mandy Bitch after Britney came out with It's Britney Bitch.
Girl.
I added the B. I dropped the bitch and kept
the B. Where
did
the double eyes come from? Because it was cute back then?
Hell yeah, bitch.
Why
you already know everybody
cute?
Had the double eyes.
I used to write with threes as E's.
There was threes as E's. There was
I still
V's
do hearts
A's.
With the V's and the
three. And the
three I
sign.
Think it's cute.
It's
I. Oh, we can't start this episode without giving a big congrats to our friend Rory, who's engaged now.
Oh, yeah, that's some shit.
Yo.
I feel like I'm being left out. Everybody I know.
Bitch, how do you think Maul probably feels? What if you and me had another co-host and both the motherfuckers just got engaged?
Oh, they got to get canceled. Like, Alex, I'll fire him.
Bitch.
Well, I'm just saying. My bad.
We are cutting the shit out of it. Because you're fucking petty.
I'm really not shit. We just started the show. Let's be on
But I feel like that puts mad fucking pressure on the other person. Because like when one of us is dating somebody, it doesn't really feel like a big deal because it's one person. But imagine if it was two people planning weddings in the room.
Yeah, that would be. So, well, no, Parks. Is Parks married or?
Well, probably about to get engaged now. He got a girlfriend though.
Yeah. But yeah, congratulations,
so,
Rory.
Let me tell you how I felt super guilty because I went to this party by myself, this Roots Jam thing in L.A. And then Rory was there
by
too.
Yourself.
Rory was by himself. Shut up. Rory's by himself, too. So I'm like, Rory, I'm like, don't leave. And he's like, nah, I think I'm going to head back. Like, Sam's over. I was like, I don't care, dude. We're on vacation. You're not leaving. I dragged this nigga to, like, four places. They was all closed because you know how L.A. go. Literally making him hang so, like, we could kick it. And then the next day, I was like, yo.
At the Rock Nation brunch.
Feeling bad as fuck. Can you imagine if someone had a big day like that?
And you just fuck. Oh my God, stay with me. Come out with me.
Let's go.
I'm not
dude.
Gonna lie to
party.
You. So I do wanna say, can I just start by giving a huge motherfucking shout out to LA? We are sold out VIP. We're Girl. Sold out first general admission tickets. There are now less than 30 tickets left for the LA show. And I actually wanna say Weezy's first response was 4 o'clock show. And I'm just like, bitch, it is LA and
that
everything closes so early. I'm so glad we're gonna be able to eat dinner when we're fucking done. Because everything fucking closes early in LA, bro.
So, like, I'll be honest with you. I didn't realize that it was Grammy weekend when I went because I went for some other kind of work. And so I stayed the weekend to kick it. So, like, I go out to a bunch of parties, right? I went to this BET showcase thing and then the Roots thing and some other stuff. And what was crazy, Mandy, is like people recognized me. But more people heard me talking and then asked me if I was on the podcast.
No, that's like literally people say, I heard your voice and knew it was you. It's so weird that y'all do that, by the way.
Crazy?
I'm not going to lie. It'll be people that don't
see.
That's
how we first got recognized by that girl with her dad in line.
They hear us before they see us. And it's just
crazy.
It's so crazy.
But that let me know, too, like, I definitely need to do more, like, visual stuff, like posting our fucking Horrible Decisions videos more and like doing things like that because I can't understand. I was sitting down with, you know, Feezy from Miami.
Yeah.
Grabbed a bite with him. It was DJ Enough, some other dude who does radio in Cali, and Feezy's piping us up. He's like, yo, I don't know nobody that's selling out auditoriums like this, theaters like this. They going crazy, blah, blah, blah. And this dude hears me talking and he looks at me.
That's
and he's like,
that he supports us. I don't want to bring up his name again, though. Thanks.
Okay, so the dude next to him is, like, looking and trying to figure it out. And he was like, y'all are Horrible Decisions. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, wow. And he's, like, going through these texts where, like, people talk about us in group chats. And
definitely.
It was just so
I think,
fun to, like.
I think we're the group chat gods. I ain't even going to hold you.
Group chat gods?
Yes, because, dog, everybody be bringing us up in the group chat. We get screenshots in our DMs.
We're pretty disgusting.
We get the group chat convos lit, bro.
I had an Uber where this guy, the person in the pool listened to Horrible Decisions, and then we're describing it to the Uber driver. And so the Uber driver's like, God, I just said I ride in a pool. That makes me feel poor. So the Uber driver's like, what do you think is the craziest thing you've said on your show? I was like, I don't think it was me. I was like, tell me
don't be saying
said,
no shit, bro. It ain't
scenarios.
Me, bro.
I said, what do you think is worse? Eating a cream pie out of someone.
That's worse.
Or
I
waking up,
nasty.
Going to brunch with one of your friends and still having cum on your neck.
This
dried
is what
up.
We gonna do, bro? Dried cum is not worse than eating a fucking cream pie, bro.
Bro, what?
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Dried nut is easily just a facial. And
my nigga, what would gross you out more? If you knew that someone in the car with you ate cum out of a pussy, who cares? You eat cum. You swallow cum, though.
Bro, when I saw that video that Tiana Trump did, I was disgusted. I couldn't even watch it. As soon as it started coming out the pussy hole, I had to stop the video, bro.
Why?
That shit was nasty as fuck, bro.
Was it really?
I don't know, but I was disgusted. I was like,
am I wilding for feeling like this is not that crazy?
Yes, bitch, you are.
What I do find crazy is your motherfucking ass. You thinking you got a rash.
I was like, what the fuck? I did wear a necklace.
Which
so
is
bitch,
worse, Benson?
What's worse?
See, like, I remember that story. Like,
and then it started like flaking.
So basically, mine was cleaner than yours.
Get the fuck out of here. You can sit here and believe that.
Okay, so I do want to catch up about one thing. I have become obsessed with the idea of having a real role play scene with scissors because I've been watching so much Love After Lockup. Everybody's been telling me now that I'm done with 90 Day Fiancé to watch Love After Lockup. First of all, Taomi was on there in a clip because
what?
This virgin. Oh, bitch, hold on. Let me tell you the story, bitch. They got this black girl who's a virgin that lives in Texas who's talking to an inmate who's in Michigan. She's never had sex before. So she finds Taomi. They're doing like a Skype conference and Taomi's like teaching her how to like ride and have sex for the first time. It was really cute. So she's like picking out her wedding dress and getting all excited. She's like, you know, I know he has a baby mama, but I'm not worried about her. Bam. Camera then goes to a new scene where you see this white woman who's talking about how she's 24 years old and engaged to her fiance, who is said man in prison. Both of these women at the same time are picking out wedding dresses, bruh. Both of them at the same time. This nigga is literally, they got the camera going, hey boo, love you, talking to both of them. Then the bitch who's the virgin.
The producers ain't shit for that. I'm just going to tell you that.
I would spaz.
Like, the producers, all y'all getting shot. I'm getting all my niggas. Y'all really gonna make me look like a fool? Y'all knew this. This nigga had another bitch getting the dress.
Her daddy, the black girl, right? And you already know I'm team black girl. So he's like, yo, there could be two or three women when you get there. She's like, he not lying to me. So then
the
she gets.
The producers are not shit for
she
that.
Gets to the airport, right? And all I keep thinking of is how is the camera, how is everyone letting it get this far? Bro, I was glued to the TV. So then he calls. He's like, babe. Don't come. She's like, what you talking about? I'm checking in for my flight. And he's like, I'm trying to get some things together. I'm trying to make it special for you. Bitch.
What, he finna make a jail burrito?
The baby mama picks him up. They go in the car. He tells her to go do something. He uses homeboy phone, FaceTiming, using producers' phones, bitch. Talking about, you know I ain't got no phone. That's why I ain't call you. I'm thinking about you, bae. Niggas is trash. But here is a, what?
You bitch.
Oh, all right. Guys, just tell me.
Dog, you're so annoying.
I'm sorry, everybody wanted to tell me I was doing something wrong. Nah, but then they had a really good one where they got this black woman. She's 41. She's been in jail for 10 years. She's talking to this old white man named Steve. Steve been tricking the fuck off, bitch. He gave her like 100 G's while she was in jail.
You know why this isn't much fun? Do none of these people have accents? Otherwise, I don't care to get a
But no, the story's really good. So then he goes to pick her up from the jail, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he gets there, and she can't get out because all the money he was sending, she was using to do fucking meth. So then they do season two. They're back. The bitch is there. And she's like, yeah, you know, I just don't know if I'm attracted to Steve. He's been talking to her for 3 years. Wasn't fucking nobody else. Giving her 100 G's. She's like, so I don't think I'm going to have sex with him. I need to clean him up first. So she gets these scissors and she's ready to cut his hair. She's like, you know, I was in cosmetology school. They kicked me out because I was too high on meth. But I took a few classes and starts trying to like revamp his
this
look.
This gotta be scripted, bro.
No, bruh. It's just you know, broke people have the best love.
Nah, this gotta be like.
They just do.
This gotta be like them type of people that they used to get on Jerry Springer. And Jerry Springer was not real.
Don't tell me shit's not real, man.
I'm really.
You know how many hours Jerry Springer I've invested
was not
this?
Real, dog.
You don't know how many hours I invested in this.
Well,
I paid
now,
$37 on a flight to have
Jerry
high speed
Springer
internet
wasn't
to stream
real.
This.
I don't know if Ricky Lake was real. The only one that might have been real. And
Jenny Jones.
Jenny Jones definitely wasn't real, bruh. I'm going to say the only one was Maury, bitch.
Bro.
Maury was real. You had to get a real DNA swab, bitch. The only thing I don't believe about Maury was the decoys that they used to set in their room.
Oh, my God.
I didn't believe that shit, bro.
No, I'm not
going
to front.
Why they all fucked around with the decoys?
I would love to be a decoy.
Bro, get the fuck out of here, bro. So, that shit was the only part
so
that I think.
So y'all really lying in. Nah. Yo, but the decoys be making out with the niggas.
Y'all, that's what I'm saying. No way, bro.
I would do it.
Duh.
I would love to come out.
Duh.
And be
we
the
know
decoy.
You like to have sex for research,
and that
so
would
we
be
know.
Like, ma'am, Shanquella, I was back there with Sequantis, and I tried to let him know, like, you know, I'm only going to do this if you single. And he told me he was single, so that's why I did it. You mad?
Yeah, that's what you're going
to
do?
Yeah, like, I would love to just be a part of that. Oh, what a great job.
Yeah, that
you
would
be
a
fucking
good job.
Maurice
How much
do
you think they got paid?
$5.
Probably as much. No, I was about to say, I think they got paid as much as NBA cheerleaders.
Like $40,000.
Them hoes get $50 a game.
You know, I met a cheerleader at the airport that was a bartender too, and I was like, but what, I don't get it. You're on the TV.
Yeah, they make $50 a game.
What the? No, what do you mean?
They make $50 per game.
Why?
I think the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders make the most, and I think they make $100 or $150 per game.
Don't they gotta practice?
Yes, and they don't get paid to practice either. They gotta like go and do appearances and shit.
Fuck out of here.
I swear to God, that's why a lot of them work at Hooters. Like, yeah, bruh. But
maybe it's...
They get a lot of exposure from that, and they get a lot of popularity.
Yeah, they get
maybe
popular.
Maybe it's like us. We got to do a pot. You got to start somewhere. We podcasted for free, put our money and our manpower in this, and now we getting paid.
Yeah, well, that's like, you know, they hope to land one of them ball players on the court.
So it's like when you...
that's really what they doing
it's
it
like
for.
Fucking for free. You hope it's a good end game.
Yeah, bitch. Hello. Hello.
What about you? What'd you do this weekend?
So I'm in busy season. I'm super busy, with work. Me and 24/7 got into a really big argument, so I don't know how, if he's going to be president 2019 any further. We got into just a really bad argument, and he caught a little snappy ass attitude with me, so I caught one motherfucker the back. Nope. Argued on the phone and pretty much was like, we dead at each other. Like, cause you, mind you, I think it was a little bit of an ego thing. Like, he pretty much was like, man, I'm tight as fuck. I just hit you right now because I've literally missed his last 5 to 6 hit-ups. Like, either by being asleep, being at work, like, not being available.
Did you been busy?
I've been really busy. And I he's just, like, used to me, like, waking up. Like, I make myself available for him very often. But it's literally gone, like, for 2 weeks.
You been fucking somebody
else? No, I haven't been fucking anybody else. But that day we argued... Bitch, I said, well, fuck you. And so I hit up another nigga real quick and was hoping he was available. Bitch, I took a train to Philly to get dick. That's how much I was not going to make him upset me. So I took a train to Philly, got some dick, and bitch, got on the train the next morning and went into work.
How long did it take to get to Philly?
From my job, 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, that's that's going to Brooklyn.
So, right, bitch. So that's I was like, and it was really, 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 really good sex. It was well worth it. We fucked really nasty. He, like, came all over my face, and I washed it all off. Thank you very much. And it was just really good. I gave him a massage. I think I am 100% now in the foot game because I massaged his foot. It started at the ankle, though.
Did you put it in your mouth?
No, I didn't put his foot in my mouth. But I, like, massaged his whole foot, like, the heel, the little...
I mean, I've massaged feet, but not, like, in a before sex scene. Like...
We had already fucked, and then, you know, he was, like my ankle hurts, like could you rub my ankle? And I was like, yeah. So I rubbed his ankle, then I turned it into a foot massage, then his hamstrings hurt, and bitch, he shouldn't have let me rub the hamstrings.
Bitch.
So the hamstrings, I made him lay
why
on
his
stomach.
Why was his body hurting so much? Did he play?
No, don't worry about what
games?
He do for a living, bitch. Goddamn, ho.
My
anyway,
hamstring, my ankle, bitch.
Any
that sounds like a sports injury to me.
Anyways, his hamstring hurt or whatever, so, you know, I started giving him a massage, and I was like, damn, and he said my massaging was good.
I like a good massage before sex. I had some sex too. So Beard Bay was in LA for the Grammys, and we had sex. And let me tell you what's crazy. We get along so well to an energy where I don't really like how friendly we can be, but we just get along that well.
Right.
Seeing him, I get very relaxed, and we talk. And immediately when we see each other, we're always talking about like other lovers, right? Like, oh, let me tell you about this and what's going on
right.
with this.
That's how me and 24/7 are.
But the second we have sex, bro. Literally, he got inside of my pussy, and it felt like my pussy was a fucking glove that was, like, perfectly fit. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
I did not want to come, like, too hard because I didn't want to, like, pipe him up that much. Holy shit. Like, it was so fucking good. And honestly, what was even more exciting about it was the fact that, like, Scissors was just so dope, like, the whole time. Like, I had this little bit of a fear. Like, I know she knows.
What is Scissors?
I call her my girl, but I also, like, don't like labels. Like, I don't know. She's an important person to me. Some people were saying that other people don't mean anything because I only post her. But, like, she's just the only one that I feel needs to be posted. I don't know. Right. She's like the most consistent person in my life. And honestly, with the men that I date, I feel that for some reason I want it to be a little more private. Maybe because she hasn't been in my life so long, I don't care. Like, for example, if I started dating my ex, the Latin dude, I'd probably post him.
Right.
Because I posted him before. But anyone that's new, I feel like they don't need to be.
That's where I'm at. And especially with the show. And as much as I think we are very transparent with our listeners, I feel like the ones who don't really ride for us can say very cruel things, or even they say things jokingly, and I don't know how my partners would take those things. So like I said, even when I posted Jordan, like all of the comments under that shit and how fast it went,
I feel like no one's like, I love sharing stories with everyone, but I don't think it's that necessary to share photos and like details of that person's life.
Right.
For example, like, I used to wonder a lot with Jeeves, like, what would happen after a while. Like, it would always feel like we were about to post each other. And then I would just be like, listen, I don't want to bring you into something that I can never get you out of. And I don't know how far or how deep it can go.
Right.
Like, for people to post other people's Instagrams on, you know, blogs or whatever it be and share it between each other, that's something you can't get back. That's something you can Google. So if I have to live through that shit, I don't want you to have to. I even told Scissors, right, like, are you sure? Is this okay? Like, I won't tag her, but it's still her face.
Right.
Which is a big deal.
So I guess I will share one more thing that happened, and it really made me think oddly, and I want to know maybe if any of you women have been through this. So, as you guys know, like, I live in my apartment now by myself. So I had all this furniture delivery over the weekend. And not only that, I needed a handyman. So, bitch, I paid someone from Handy to come and take furniture apart and dispose of furniture.
The best.
Then I had two people come to deliver my furniture. Then I had someone to come and pick up my entire living room set. In the span of, like, 4 to 5 hours, there were 5 strange men that came into my house. So I literally hit up Felon Bay, like, where are you? Like, I just need your presence because I genuinely did not feel safe. And it was stupid. I guess it's not stupid to feel that way, but literally,
no, it's not.
It scared me that I was going to be in this house. 5 strange men were coming, and I genuinely felt like I needed someone to protect me.
Did you listen to my episode with Interho Uprising?
No, I didn't.
I talked about stuff that I haven't talked about this podcast with, like, someone recognized me right as I was putting the key into my door. I mean, you know where I live.
Right.
And how I've felt like my safety has been a big deal. And maybe it's because I live alone. And I said that one of the people I've called when I don't feel safe, have no romantic relationship with him, is Wax.
Like, oh, okay. I'm in the Bronx, so, like, there's not many people that I can think of that are close outside of Christopher,
honestly,
who
neither.
Does our, and our,
like,
audio,
oh,
and stuff.
Right, Christopher is
Christopher,
close.
But I hit up Felon Bay because he's
but
walking
Alex
distance,
lives in Queens,
but that's it.
Right? Alex lives in Queens, and Alex is so busy with Andrew sometimes. I've called Alex, he don't answer, and, like, immediately when I'm freaking out, it's a weird default. I'd be like, I just immediately call Wax. I don't know why. I just feel like he could kill someone
you
for me.
You need more friends, bro.
Nah, like, niggas. Who was, like, ruthless? I feel like,
I mean,
Wax was.
It wasn't even that I felt, I guess I just felt like I just needed another male's presence to wean off whatever, you know. Even the guy that came and picked up my sofa hit me and was like, you're so beautiful. Oh, my God, we should be friends after. And so it was just very uncomfortable. Like,
there's something I want to tell everyone about who's listening that lives in New York. I started to feel so unsafe, like, in that same way. There's this place called Shaka, and it's on 2nd and 7th. It's free self-defense. Black guy who teaches it. It's on Sundays from 3 to 4, and you could do Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7. Free women's self-defense. I'm telling you, Mandy, when I took that class.
Nah, I'm just going to get weapons and place them around my house.
I have it too, like, weapons in my house, but that, at least, to know to fight someone off, like, because once someone's in there, like a handy dude, right? How fast can you grab them?
Honestly, I will be very honest with you. Self-defense classes are cool. However, in my mind, I feel like I'm going to turn. Like, 300 is one of those movies that makes me feel like I could be anybody. And I literally feel like I'm going to turn into a Spartan in my mind. However, when I was sexually assaulted on the train, I froze. I could have beat the fuck out of that nigga. But because of what was happening, there was such shock that it happened that I literally couldn't. I didn't know what to do.
That moment that you had was a big shock because you were in a public place. But I feel like if someone,
I literally know, which is why I think I date giants, because in my mind I feel like I might feel like I could beat a nigga up who's under 5'9". But in real life, I know that I can't beat no nigga, bruh.
But you can at least disarm someone or like hit them enough to where you can run. And that's the main point, I think, of self-defense, is to at least just hit them so that you can go and get out and be okay. Like the things that I learned in that hour and a half, like even like places on nose and like just little pinpoints to just make someone fall down for a second so you can go.
I ain't gonna remember that shit in no case of
fear. That shit could save your life one day. So I wouldn't say that you wouldn't remember it. You never know. Like, an hour and a half is nothing for free out of your day to learn something that could... Bitch, we live in New York.
I guess.
And you live in the Bronx, bitch.
I feel safer in my shit than I do coming to your shit.
Fuck out of here.
You live by bars. Mad bars with drunk people.
Bro.
I live by Indians who mind their own business. And because this
empty
nigga's really...
And
no, in real life, all my neighbors are from Bangladesh. When I tell you them hoes don't scare me... They be wearing their little shit from church. They all go to church all the time.
They wear their little shit from church.
I don't know what they shit called. What's it called?
I'm Catholic.
Oh, well, Catholic shit. That's what they wear, too.
I'm sure they're very underrated.
I don't know, but whatever Catholics wear, that's what they be wearing.
You did not pick up
they
what
look
I just
real
said
friendly.
At all.
The women don't speak at all to us because I know they know I'm a hoe.
Underrated how safe it is, you think? We think it's underrated?
We're not going to do that. Listen, she was hurt.
I was listening.
She was hurt.
We don't do when we're not able to make it to episodes together, I listen to them while everyone else listens to them because I like to like live tweet it. Because even when we record an episode and people will mention something we said, I'm like, what was that?
Especially because we pre-record so much, I don't be
right. So I like to listen in the moment. The second I heard, I think Beyonce's overrated. I'm like, first of all, bitch, she was talking about sex positions. You
dog,
ain't about to come for the queen.
But not only that,
then the renege killed me.
Her whole definition of overrated was wrong.
And then someone...
It was wrong as fuck.
Someone in the background was trying to cap for her like, oh, I never thought of it that way. And you're like, because you don't need to think of it that way because it's not right.
I was like...
Overrated means you're just really good, so we rate you hot. No! Bitch! You knew!
When I tell you, I was like, but no, I don't think that's right.
That was awful. We need to check Webster. I was rolling. So, today's vanilla shit got sent to me by Christopher. It's an Orlando Weekly article. It's really not about sex, but I was just in shock. Headline is, George Zimmerman is on the dating app Bumble. And he wants to grab coffee and cake pops. My nigga,
I really do like them cake pops, though,
is
bro.
Really on this fucking app.
George, shirtless?
The fuck, Zimmerman? Yep, shirtless. Pictures with him with his dog. And then here's his bio. Jury consultant at Self-Employed. Let's get coffee and cake pops. I'm looking for a mature and fun woman that's ready to be loved and respected the way she deserves and is able to reciprocate. Conservative Christian views. Bitch.
So, did you pick a kink of the week already?
I did.
Darn, because this actually goes with one that's...
Find it.
I'm looking for it right now.
I cannot believe this nigga really has the nerve to live his life. And I don't want to say that I hope someone does something to him. But I do hope that someone that's looking for him finds him on Bumble. I will say that much. And grabs coffee and cake pops and pop show motherfucking ass.
I know that's right.
Can you fucking believe it? Like, just find love somewhere else. Why don't you go on TrumpDating.com, which I saw on Jesus and Mary when they were on Viceland. TrumpDating.com is where you can go find other racist people, and maybe you guys can build a wall around each other and live happily ever after. I cannot believe you're just out here. But you know what's even crazier? It's in Florida. So there's other fucking people that probably are like, oh, I love you for what you
do. 100%.
That's fucking gross.
And I want to look at, basically, damn, y'all know I want to get y'all the name for it.
What is the kink?
So the kink is actually, so there is a kink of people who are aroused by knowing that their partners killed someone or did something that is against the law. There's an actual paraphilia for it, and I can't find the name.
I mean,
damn, but it's literally... where if you think about it, probably these women or men.
This is like Love After Lockup, bro.
Didn't even know. No, bitch, because you ain't send me the outline until I was sitting in front of the goddamn mic. I could have didn't had this shit.
Okay, bitch, so you sent me the shit 11 minutes before 7. So what you trying to say?
Our show was in an hour. I set you well ahead of time.
It doesn't matter.
But no, so there's actually a kink where there are people who become aroused with knowing that, and it might be something with the bad guy vibe. Like, you know how we always feel like no one wants a good guy?
Yeah.
How we like the bad guy theme? Hell, you with the drug dealers and scammers and shit.
I was going to say, I get it a little bit.
You know what I mean?
But,
I used to love them having guns. What if they kill somebody with that shit, man? Because I ain't going to lie, I think it's sexy when Omari Hart would be on Power just bopping niggas in that. You know what I mean?
Speaking of him, it's not him, but someone that looks like him is on Raya. And I was like, yo, Mandy got to get on his shit.
Yeah, but he got to be 5 inches taller than fucking Omari Hart.
It wasn't Omari. Omari's married.
It don't matter. The nigga on Raya still got to be 5 inches taller than that
Isn't
nigga.
Isn't Felon Bay like 5'10"?
Listen, I still... Calm down.
So let's not.
He's 5'11", 6 foot.
Okay, all right, bitch. Give him another 2 inches. Cool. But yeah, like, let's not act like you don't
difference
fuck niggas
between
under 6 feet.
You smiling like you got a name in your mind, and I'm trying to think. I might got two in my whole life, bitch.
Girl, please.
Mouth the name. Mouth the name. Mouth the name. Who you talking about?
Sorry.
Who you talking about? Who?
You know what's so funny? I just thought about this guy you fucked that you probably forgot. You remember Bama?
Why?
And you fucked him at the studio.
This is what we're doing.
Yo, you know what I didn't realize?
This is what we're doing.
These niggas took us to this club.
This is what we're doing.
They used to be a church, Club Destiny. Do you remember that?
I really actually don't want to bring them up.
But
because
why did, is that why they call it Club Destiny?
Yeah, but it's one of those things that makes me go back and realize we were dealing with pedophiles. So I'd rather not think of.
But bitch, you still fuck with niggas that fucked with you when you was.
They were not. I don't fuck with any of the old niggas that was fucking me when I was 16, 17. No, I don't. Not one person.
The point is.
Not one person.
I just don't really know. How dumb were we? We went to this club, and then we went back to a studio where these niggas lived. Do you remember that? They lived at the studio.
I'm trying to think.
How did that not go into my mind as broke?
You know what? I just want to say real quick, shame on us for being 16 on stage with Boosie saying, wipe me down. We used to get into the club, be the youngest, baddest bitches in the club. Remember when we went to the studio with Gorilla Zoe?
Huh?
We was in the studio with Gorilla Zoe and shit.
Bitch!
All hoes, not beat, said it, drop it.
That was so fun.
Middle of the club, and a hoes ain't
mine. That was such a fucking scam.
We should not have been, yeah.
The only person I really wanted to fuck back then was Young Jeezy. It never happened or anything, but like that would have been like goals, you know?
Yeah, but that would have been statutory.
I feel like I would fuck Gucci and Keisha.
That would have been statutory.
I would fuck them today.
Who?
Gucci Mane and Keisha Dior. K-Or? Dior?
Let me
right?
think. You
They're
know
so
what?
Fun.
More than them, I think I would want to fuck Lauren London and Nipsey.
Oh,
bitch, I know Nipsey, that shit would be good. Nipsey got BDE like a bitch.
Dog, when he was in that parking
lot. He was on my flight.
In his slippers, my nigga?
He was on my flight coming back from.
Was he cute in person?
From LA. He was on my flight coming back from LA from All Star Weekend. Bitch, when I tell you, I was like, oh, this is who. He was like the last person. He was about to lose his motherfucking seat, by the way. Nigga came up. Late as fuck to the gate. So I was like, God damn, he is fine.
And she
as
fine too.
Shit. But I feel like she looks boring. She doesn't look like she would be great in bed, but he looked like he would be nasty.
Yeah, he does. He looks like he spanks too hard and then like.
He looked like he choked, bitch. And he'll spit in your mouth.
Pass
he looked
out
nasty.
Like, no, it's all right. I'm still here. I'm still alive.
I love me some Nipsey.
I saw some people in person that were really good looking at these parties that I went to. One, Georgia Smith. I see why Drake was obsessed.
Okay, yeah. She's pretty online.
Shit, bro.
I double tap.
And
she's pretty
one,
online.
Rita Ora.
Those are beautiful women that already.
Yeah, but like there's other pretty girls that like I think maybe disappointing in person, but like goddamn.
Are there any guys that you've seen in person that were like way better looking in person than online?
Ooh.
I got one.
Ooh.
I got one. Bitch.
Ooh.
Real quick, I gotta break it down, and not to be disrespectful because he is married.
Fuck it,
but he.
Oh,
had,
now you're not being disrespectful.
I know, bitch. I know, bitch. I really don't care because I'll take him and his wife. But
who?
The biggest dick energy from a celebrity I've ever met, and I said this on live over the weekend, bitch. Swizz Beatz.
Really?
Oh my God, he got an aura and a swag and a confidence. Like, bitch, I know that dick come down to his ankle, bitch. When I tell you, and then he fixed me a drink. I ended up meeting him at like a VH1 Honors event when they did the VH1 Honors here in New York. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I don't, what was it? For the Music or some shit like that. But it
he
was
has
him.
A nice voice.
Bitch. But he was like, you want a drink? If you don't get your big dick away from me talking about, and you fixing drinks? So he's a gentleman.
Drink what?
Bitch, just a drink. Right, bitch. I drank it. Swallow all that shit.
God, I'm really
he had the biggest dick energy of any celebrity I've ever met.
The one of the best looking couples I've ever seen was, well, they're not together anymore, but Common and Angela Rye.
Oh, yeah, you did say you
that met
them.
That was like black
them.
Couple goals, bitch.
Yeah, I'll take both.
Oh, my God.
Them,
speaking too. Of just black people that are dope. On my flight back to New York, I saw Don Lemon.
I saw your tweet.
So I was spazzing, right? And so I'm like, all right, I ain't gonna say nothing. So I was like leaving the flight and I was like staring at him and I know he could feel it and I couldn't talk because I was so excited. So I just raised my hand in this fucking fist and he laughed mad hard.
Bro, you play so fucking much.
I'm trying to think who oh my God, bitch. You know who was really funny looking in person?
I'm just going to let you know, they could tell you made this outline today, bitch.
Why? Because all over the place?
Because
it's going to be fun. Bitch, first of all, my outline's been good.
Talking.
Fucking like animals, porn categories. My shit might be all over the place, bitch, but it's a goddamn good time. Okay?
Well, we got
just 20, like my sex.
Is it? Okay, go ahead.
So Wiz Khalifa, actually real cute with a skinny ass.
Oh, no, I like skinny niggas like
him,
though.
I ain't going to lie to you. No, you know who's really funny looking? So, like, I've seen Neo a few times in Orlando. But I went to Poppy and saw him with his girl. No, not at all.
He's just really nice.
She is so...
I mean, I think Neo looks like how he looks. I don't think his girl is anything to look at.
Like, I just feel like if I was, like, rich and I, like, just could focus on being rich, like, that I wouldn't have a wiggy-looking wig. And I was just so shocked. Like, if I'm that famous and I'm going to be taking pictures, I mean, shit, I don't be giving a fuck now and... People take pictures of us every day. What? Yeah. What y'all talking about? Y'all talking about me?
No, name our guest is here.
Fucking whore. So anyway, today's episode is about drugs and the effect it has on sex. I really wanted to do this because Mandy told a funny story to me once about how when she ate a weed brownie, she was super fucked up.
Oh my God, the gummy bear really did it.
Oh, someone, that's how it started. Someone on Twitter was like, yo, I'm in Amsterdam and I feel too high. And like, it reminds me of the story Weezy told. So I narrowed it down to a few different drugs that people use during sex. And I also asked our Instagram followers for some advice on it too. And to share some of their stories. So the first drug we're going to talk about today is poppers. You guys have probably heard about us talk about poppers. When
yep,
we have,
I
we
used
have,
it one time.
Yeah, when we have gay men on the show. I know Vinny uses it often. If you ever want to use it in the store, you have to ask for a leather cleaner. But it's basically an aroma that you sniff that gives you like a head rush. Their brand names could be Liquid Gold or Rush. They're often called nitrates. It's a really weird feeling. It comes in this little like glass bottle. If you ever go to a gay club, they're all like passing it around on the floor. But basically, they can make you feel horny. But the main purpose of poppers is to lower the inhibitions and make your orgasm feel stronger. They relax the sphincter muscle, which is why it's commonly used among gay men. So it's either to be fucked or fisted. But they can cause a man to lose a hard-on, too. So it's better to be the one who's taking it if you're using the poppers.
Yeah, so I used it, and I should have known, goddamn, he was gay for having poppers, but the gay porn star that I fucked, and I found out he was a porn star after, he actually had me sniffing this shit, and I was scared because this was our first time having sex, and he's like, smell this, and I'm thinking I'm finna
pass
out.
That was your first time?
Yes! My first and only time using poppers was with him.
Oh, shit.
And I did. I'm not going to lie.
You said he brought shit out of me. You said he that he brought, like, shit to your house. Like,
he fucked the goddamn shit out
he's
of me.
He
has sugar mamas.
I mean,
sugar
if
mamas,
he had a whole so, yeah. kit, bitch,
he
you
has
like,
sugar
he brought,
mamas. He has sugar mamas.
You said he brought different shit to your house.
He has sugar mamas.
Okay.
We talked about it.
He a whole hoe, bitch.
He a whole hoe.
Well, at least he gave you the whole experience for
and
free.
And he fucked me
That's what
for
I'm trying to get
free,
from King Noir.
Got his own. Yeah, baby. About that. That nigga charge.
All right, well, let's not say price.
I mean, we'll get the discount.
All right. So, the cons of poppers. There's a bigger risk of anal bleeding. Basically, it expands your blood vessels, so that's a possibility. And it does make your immune system a little bit weaker for a short amount of time. Now,
let's get into real drugs.
Want to get into some harder shit?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about MDMA. So MDMA,
what is that?
MDMA is a substance found in Molly. It makes people feel highly affectionate and sentimental. It gives an empathetic and connected feeling. But when it comes to physical pleasure, people have said, women mainly have said it felt amazing. And a lot of men have said they can't get it up. But people seem to have this great experience during sex with MDMA, but rarely are able to orgasm.
Bitch, I had great sex on Molly in Orlando.
So yeah, like
it's, you remember, I left the club and we went and had sex in the car.
Oh,
the only nigga I was fucking, bitch.
I can't. Oh my god, Mandy, you were so high. Do you remember that time we did it on the cruise?
You did it on the cruise. I refused to do it. I just drank the liquor that we snuck in the shampoo bottles that we didn't get all the shampoo out of.
Bro, I did that fucking Molly on the cruise and started crying, and that's when I realized I had to leave my nigga. Because it was just us and, like, five girls. And I was like, yo, he's not a good person.
It was.
Bitch, I'd be crying like a motherfucker on Molly.
See,
I haven't done Molly in years.
I haven't done Molly in years either.
Only because
Since I stopped selling it. Seriously, that was the last time I did Molly when
the
I was selling it.
The chemical makeup of it, though. Like, so basically what Molly does, you guys, from what I know and from how I've used it, I used to, like, love to rave back in the day. Still do love to go to music festivals, but Molly just... It boosts up your serotonin, which is the thing in your brain. It makes you happy, right? It makes you feel good. Much like when you take a Lexapro or a Zoloft. It gives you serotonin, but it slightly increases it. So when you get that much at one time, that large rush, what do you end up with? A huge fucking come down. So literally, I'd feel super happy, and the next day I'd want to kill myself, and it just lasted too long, and so I wasn't in the mood for it. But if you ever want to do Molly... I can recommend some vitamins to take. 5-HTP. When me and Vinny would go raving, we was definitely the motherfuckers that had vitamins on a campsite, bitch. So vitamin C helps you get higher. If you feel like you're coming down, drink some orange juice or 5-HTP. But I wouldn't really recommend Molly because I think it's really a hard drug to...
You are such a drug expert. Jesus.
I don't do it anymore, but I can definitely... Well, I don't want to take anything that could like...
Keep talking because you sound like a professional.
Here's the thing, right? In those days when I was partying and doing Molly, I have to make sure that, like, I'm taking care of my body.
Right.
So I was a very, like, get high and responsible bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, oh, no, no, no. We got to know. How long is the high going to last? I'd be on the internet checking. But, no, I mean, it's a very hard drug to use. I think back when I mean, what was that? That cruise was almost 10 years ago.
That was. So, yeah,
like,
we were
now,
20. We were definitely under 21. That's why we had to sneak
there's
all the liquor.
There's some testing kits, though. You can, like, dip it in the Molly. But it seems like when people do drugs, they never plan it, which I don't think is a smart thing to do. That's why I don't remember it. But here's the interesting thing I've read from some people. Someone wrote a Twitter DM said, I remember feeling really into it, but not amazing physically. I felt like I was so connected and super close to my boyfriend. Like, we were in our own universe, but... I don't know if it felt as physically good as it did in my head.
She sounded like she was high writing that bit.
What?
She was
what
late too.
Say, girl? I don't know what it matters, but she was
what?
Late.
What? All right, go ahead. Like, what's the next one you got? You got something else?
So the next one I want to talk about is what most of us do. It's legal in some parts of the country and world. Marijuana.
I before we get on the marijuana, I'll tell you one thing I don't like doing while being high. Weed makes my mouth very dry. It
Me
also
too.
Makes my mouth have a weed taste and my partner have a weed taste. So the kissing is like, bitch, I taste the backwoods and everything. Ugh.
Or
the
you swishers. Be smoking blunt.
Oh, yeah. My nigga smoke.
I don't like
so
that.
So I get that taste. And then because my mouth is so dry, giving head is just like, ugh. And just like with giving morning head, like I taste my breath and smell like the weed on the dick. It's just not enjoyable. But go ahead.
There's a feeling that it's that cotton mouth side effect of weed I really don't enjoy.
Me neither.
One thing I really don't like doing is consuming weed. I don't like
that. Oh, that's the edibles?
Yeah.
Bitch. So I shared my stories of the edibles. My whole body paralyzes. I feel my heartbeat. It's crazy. I would say when it comes to the edibles, I will not take those in public. So for anyone listening, if you plan to take edibles, take them in the confines of your own home or someone you trust home, because they will be able to do whatever they want with you and you can't stop it because your arms don't move. Your heart is beating
fast.
They, huh? Oh, yeah, because I've been... You're right. They, bitch. Or that one particular person. Singular, bitch.
I can't.
Singular.
I don't like
plural.
Eating weed because my body feels too, like, weedy. I can't see.
Why do you be coming up with, so you want to talk about me with words? Weighty?
Where did I get that weighty word from?
Because you have said that shit before. Like, you really believe that's a word.
I know it's not.
I become weighty? You mean light?
No, like heavy. I feel like I'm high talking about this. So, like, every time I consume marijuana, I always feel like everything weighs a lot. Like, my hands are real heavy to move through air. I get real dumb.
Your shit be laced.
Do you know what's the best weed I've ever had,
she
though?
She likes her shit, don't she?
The best weed. No, this is just me eating. It's called from white
edibles?
People.
This is edibles?
Edibles, yeah.
Oh, okay,
so,
yeah.
So the
oh, best, yeah, that's why I said I can't move, bitch.
I told you, I feel weighty.
That, no, that's not a word. You feel heavy. You feel paralyzed. That's what I say, paralyzed.
The best high I've had in years that I remember from marijuana was the day that I went to the Women's March, walked into the studio, and we were with Imani. And
oh, yeah.
The reason I remember how great that high was because Dallas Penn talked about fucking that shoe. And I was like, my nigga, am I hot? Or is this really
or is this
happening?
Really happening?
So I just want to read you guys a few things about weed. Side effects, good side effects, are higher libido and more orgasm. Studies have found that many people have higher libidos and better sex while stoned. Apparently, because weed kind of slows everything down and it has this effect on the brain, the receptors that are associated with sexual pleasure decrease anxiety, make sex enjoyable because the orgasms last longer. Everything feels like it's taking longer. Bad side effects that people have gotten. The number one that I'm reading is that women get less wet after smoking. Not everybody experiences that, but that they say that's the most common side effect in women. One of the other
that
ones.
That was, you said it increases or decreases libido?
It increases libido, but it makes a lot of women have trouble with, getting wet for some reason.
Okay.
Cotton so pussy. Oh!
That could possibly be with maybe males. So I looked it up real quick because I've heard of marijuana affecting fertility. And I'm actually reading here, it says, before intercourse takes place, marijuana decreases libido. And if you aren't feeling in the mood, it's that much more difficult to get started. But marijuana is something that in occasional users has reduced fertility. I actually
I'm reading mine from Very Well Health.
Very Well, that's verywellmind.com.
Bitch, that's the same shit.
So you just don't know how to read.
No. I was reading an article full on about drugs and sex, not just weed.
Oh, so this
so maybe
is,
it's another study.
Yeah, so this is just weed. Also,
bitch, ain't that a damn shame? Some people get horny, some people
don't.
Some people come on Molly.
Despite the relaxation effects, which you did mention, research has shown that marijuana has negative effects on the male sexual response. Marijuana has been found to increase impotence.
Impotence is when you can't get hard.
Potent. Oh, I thought it was potent, like. Your sperm was potent. Oh.
If it is, yeah.
Sorry. Okay. As well as interfering with you and your partner being able to have sex, impotence can also have negative effects on the male ego. And so, yeah. And then it's just pretty much saying that if you are preparing for parenthood, it would be smart for both of you to decrease the intake of marijuana because you risk increasing the chances of infertility as a couple.
But honestly, the impotence thing, like, that happens with Molly, they say for men, alcohol, cocaine. It's any kind of...
Which is crazy that a lot of men talk about henny dick and mm-hmm. all of these things. When you're smoking weed, when you're doing Molly, when you're doing X, when you're doing smoking weed, all of these things actually can affect your performance in bed. So, yes, if you drink it and a lot of them, I will say for most of my partners, when they're in a state of being not sober and have any type of substance in their body, they don't come or they take forever to come.
Bro, I hate a nigga.
And I hate it. I fucking hate it.
I've actually got something pulled up with alcohol too.
About that yeah.
So talk about alcohol though. I want to bring up one more kind of drug, hallucinogens.
That's white people shit. Black people take hallucinogens?
Oh, bitch. A lot of black people wrote me stories on Twitter about it.
What shrooms, LSD. Oh, shrooms. I do be dealing with them creatives. The creative niggas love shrooms. They cheat.
Bitch, think about Travis Scott.
I feel like it's
psychedelics
it's just
got me going crazy.
Nah.
Rolling.
I took mushrooms one time and didn't feel shit.
Bitch, Uji. You really? Every
man,
time you...
I swear to... You, no, them you drink edibles, too much. Bitch, did my ass in.
Okay, acid, aka okay. LSD, it's a tab you put on your tongue, it melts. And it's basically a way that we all, people will say how things become cosmic and very euphoric and you see colors mix and it can alter the way that your visuals are, right? There's actually shit if you Google Dubs always used to talk about how she loved acid, and like she would pull up these visuals that were with like colors intertwining and like different like funnels and stuff, and it would feel like it was coming out of the screen and shit. So this is a DM we got on Twitter. I'm a polyamorous kinky woman. The first time I had sex with my boyfriend of 2 years, we had both taken LSD. He loves biting, so foreplay was the most intense session I've ever experienced. When his teeth pierced into my skin, I saw stars and fireworks. I gave him every inch of my body in that moment verbally. He has been fixing and abusing my beautifully ever since. I don't know what she meant. Another time he was beating me, literally. He punched me off the side of the bed.
Wait,
she said BDSM, which brought me back from an intense trip. And then I came and we had another fantastic night of sex. There was another time mixed with LSD, coke, MDMA, bourbon. 12 condoms later, we work up. Sex and drugs are wonderful. And she's black as fuck.
Sex and drugs are not wonderful, but okay.
There's another person. I said, my first time doing acid, I'm a teacher, please keep this private. My first time doing acid, I got it from a student, realized that I was so deep and intuitive within myself. I called him over. He brought over another classmate that I hadn't met. We all had a wonderful experience.
This together. Better be a college teacher, ho. I'm just going to say that right now.
She
better be a university professor. Okay.
They don't say nothing on the bio, bitch.
Bitch, I was about to tell you, go look at the bio and see where she teaches.
I can't.
I need to know.
Hold on,
she better be a professor.
It just says Brooklyn, New York. You think there's colleges in Brooklyn that she might be?
There is.
Okay.
And bitch, she better. Better be one of them goddamn CUNYs, ho.
Better be one of them CUNYs.
Brooklyn College.
She wrote, please keep me private like 10 times. So then
that whole fucking high school.
There's one more that I've never heard of.
I'm finna look her up.
It's called Sensei.
Real quick, her name in there?
Mandy.
I just want to know, bitch. I got to know. You fucking classmates that are not only giving you drugs, they're bringing in other classmates for you to fuck? I'm sorry. Hey, listen up. I'm going to look you up.
Stop.
And if it's a high school, I'm telling.
I'll delete it. Don't worry. I don't want Mandy to tell you.
No, I'm telling.
Oh, high school, I guess we
if
got
she's
to.
A high schooler, I'm telling, bro. That's some bullshit. That's why I would never be a teacher in high school, because some of them niggas.
That's probably why she wrote that shit to my DM.
Yeah.
So, Sensate Focus. I've never heard of this ever. This is my first time reading this, but it came up once I started researching LSD and hallucinogens with sex. It's getting high on feelings. The good news is that you do not need to withstand the risk of drugs to receive this benefit. These effects can appear with Sensate Focus. Much like Molly, you can pay careful attention to sex with someone you genuinely appreciate. After committing yourselves to regular sessions of slow, sensual touch and detailed communication, you can feel as emotionally connected as you might on MDMA, maybe a weed or an acid. But people that practice this do a lot of tantric breathing, a lot of breath play, a lot of like learning your bodies. And they say it comes with very, very slow and long sex. So, I think I've definitely done that shit, bro.
Slow and long?
Because, like...
That don't sound like none of the sex I have.
I want to kind of, like, smoke weed before I do this, but I feel like I could definitely try. Like, get high off some feelings? Like, fuck like you're on a Molly, but you're not? Because here's the thing, right? And that's what I think made me stop doing it when I was younger. Like, as much fun as I would have on it, I was like, bro, I've had this much fun before regular, right? Like, I'm an extroverted person. I have this energy. I don't really need it. So... If I can get myself there and peak myself to that kind of high to where people will ask me if I'm on drugs, I could do that shit in sex, bitch.
Yeah. I mean, I do that now. I feel like I enjoy sex. Like, and not only that, I talk to my partner so much about sex before we have it. They know I'm nasty sober. So
I love talking about sex during sex. I don't really need it as sex too.
I think I will say when I was younger, I did used to use maybe the concept of drugs and alcohol as an excuse for me being nasty. Just so that they thought that I was this nasty just because I was under the influence.
And also, alcohol brings away a lot of the shame. So
yeah,
that's
why I did the edibles.
Yeah.
I didn't want to think about shit.
A lot of people, we shame ourselves for the sex we have, and we have to fucking... I've had so many, like, oh, let me have another glass of wine before I, like, I, you know, do this. So alcohol and sex. The science behind whiskey penis and how drinking alcohol determines whether or not you get an erection. So basically... They're saying that it's a popular belief that alcohol is an aphrodisiac, but all it really does is inhibit your inhibitions.
Right.
But it also loses the ability to attain an erection during orgasm. Some people can overcome anxieties but there is a bad physiological effect on the penis. It's the common cause of erectile dysfunction. The amount of alcohol in the blood increases, and it decreases the brain's ability to sense sexual stimulation.
I will say that something else that I've noticed as well is that as a woman, I don't get as wet when I'm really drunk. And I'm noticing that now more just trying to, like, I thought my pussy was broke, but I've, like, definitely been noticing that when I am under the influence, specifically alcohol, because I'm an alcoholic, but I noticed that I don't become as wet.
I don't know if I've
become more irritable with the condom. Like, I dry out quicker, of course, because I like condom dick. But that's kind of what happens. I've noticed, like, my body, I don't get as wet.
I mean, maybe that's why. So alcohol is a depressant.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why it said with weed, maybe certain strains of weed can make you not be wet because it might take you down a little bit too much.
I believe that.
So the depressant, right, it's basically saying that you kind of lose your response to circulation and the sensitivity to nerve endings.
That's why I be slurring my words.
Yeah, it causes the blood vessels to dilate, which influences the way blood moves in and out of the penis and clitoris. So women can maybe not feel as excited either. It might take you a long time to reach orgasm. And the last and final drug, I think I said alcohol was the last, but it's not. I wanted to talk about enhancement drugs and just tell you how they work for men or women. So basically, we known them for boosting libido, but what it really does is increase blood flow to the genitals. So we always hear about Viagra because we do need more of a blood flow in the male penis for heterosex. But with women, though, when taking pills that are supposed to be like, I've seen little ones of like 7-Eleven with like a kangaroo on them and like different mm-hmm. shit, and they always have different kind of vitamins in them. But the pills that women have that you see have vitamins in them like mockaroo and like different shit to increase libido and blood flow to the clit or the vagina. Now, whereas it's not a direct effect on how pleasurable sex can be, if there is more blood flow going on down there, we're like super sensitive, which is why you maybe get stronger orgasms from your clit or you can have multiple. There's just one more thing I wanted to read that came up to alcohol with a listener letter. Someone wrote this in.
Okay, this is our home mail? Listener mm-hmm. letter?
And cool. It was called Vomit Dick.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I did see this in the email.
I love this one. Hey, ladies, I love your show. Y'all crack me up, and you've helped me expand my sex life with my partner. I've had the same partner for 2.5 years, so nothing is off limits with us, and we play around a lot. When we discovered I can literally fit his whole dick down my throat, lit for not having tonsils, we got carried away. I love when he gets rough and shoves his dick down my throat and fucks my face when I'm on my knees. Well, one time it happened to me on a full stomach with many tequila shots and 3 margaritas, so I'm pretty drunk. Oh. And in the middle of him fucking my face, full on deep throat, puke comes out. He pulled out quick. I swallowed the puke.
Ooh, that's the worst feeling
took
ever.
Took a drink of water, and he continued until he came. I think our comfortability with one another plays a huge part. But yep, I puked on a dick, and it didn't faze either one of us. Love y'all, Tati. Bitch, you're disgusting. No kick shaving, but goddamn.
That's
bitch,
nasty.
You swallowed it?
Not only that, I'll tell you, that should be hot as fuck. Like, throw up to swallow it back down your esophagus.
Maybe it was like, hot for them, like on some ghetto gagger
that
shit.
That should be motherfucking burning.
But
I'm
in ghetto
disgusting.
Gaggers, whenever I watch porn where people have thrown up, like
they spit out, right? Yeah. They throw up. Throw up on
maybe
the
they she didn't want to do it because she got good sheets or something.
Bitch, that's why I like hotel sex. Everything go, bitch.
I completely understand. I did this interview with Shan Booty while I was in L.A., and one of the things I was saying to her was like, yo, I'm staying in a hotel right now, and like, I totally get why people fuck nasty.
I want to do
like,
everything.
I see how people get peed fun. On in hotels.
That's the only place I've done it.
Where else are you going to do it? Like,
because you're not doing it in my house. Bitch, I'm not.
Put the towel down, Mike!
No, in real life, I love squirting. I'm not squirting on my sheets. I just clean these bitches.
I don't blame you, ho.
And, bitch, I live in the Bronx. I got to go drop my sheets off, get them washed. It's $15 for my comforter. That's expensive. Now it's an expense.
$15 for your comforter.
For my
oh, to
for
wash
my, to wash, bitch. $15. I ain't trying to do that, bitch.
Bro, New York.
Then I got to walk.
Shit that's with a lot, the shit. The prices we pay for laundry, my nigga.
It's disgusting.
But can I just say, I was in L.A. for, what, 5 days, too goddamn long? The city is gorgeous. The weather is great.
I would never want to move out there. I said that.
Fuck
I did that shit.
All
Star Weekend.
Boring
I'm
as
cool.
Fuck.
It's so different.
Like, oh my god, I went to.
Wait, we have a show in L.A. Can we like? That's
I said,
you
like
said the people are boring as fuck. Can you not do that?
I do say
well,
that.
Well, I just said we sold. We done sold. We selling out of L.A. The people are boring.
But bitch, not the people that listen to us, but the rest of them niggas is fucking trash. Shout out to all the friends I have in LA. But outside of them, I wasn't fucking with it, my nigga. Like, I was telling Van, I was like, bro, I don't know how you love
everywhere
this shit,
takes
dog.
So long
and Van is from Baton Rouge. I'm like, and you love this place?
Yeah, no.
How? Louisiana got mad real niggas. And like, no one in LA is from there.
No one. Expats. Boom.
Ooh, come on, words.
Yeah.
Overrated. Yeah. Andy knows she'd get a Webster. I'm sorry, but like I was in the club and I was telling Maul, I was like, are you out here? I like needed some New York energy. Bitch, I'm in the club, right? Austin took me. We went to some Duce party that they threw and he was like, I'll take you to Poppy. So we go and they literally kick every girl out of VIP except for me, Neo's girlfriend, and one other girl. 50 niggas, just to make room for more niggas, to be around other famous niggas.
I don't
niggas.
Like that. That shit is mad whack. Groupie niggas.
Like,
but
why not
New
just
York
dancing?
Is that way now, too. Like niggas, girl, because they really all fucking each other after the club, but we're not going to get into that.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't had those experiences in New York.
It's all.
But I was very disappointed that nobody danced in the club in L.A. Like,
duh, because they all just pretty in there.
Like, why are we here? Bitch, Going Bad came on, and I put my jacket down and was like, oh, I'm about to get ready, ho. She said, are you ready? And nobody. I was the only person. I'm like, have they got this song out before me? Is everyone tired of this shit? Why am I wilding for dancing?
Well, you were also out of town. Like, you get more lit when you're on vacation.
Bro, you don't dance when you're in a club. I don't care where I am, bro. I'm going to have a good time. If I took the energy to get out of the house and put something nice on to go somewhere, I want to fucking live my life and have a good time and dance. I didn't come here to fucking stare at other people and be a bitch.
Facts. Well, you know? I do want to say thank you guys.
Oh, we're going to Atlanta this weekend. Yeah, speaking of dancing, y'all fun as fuck in Atlanta.
Is this dropping?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm excited for the Atlanta show. We sold out. I'm not going to lie. This is probably oversold. I ain't even going to hold you. We're oversold.
Shout out to AJ and Toya. They're going to be closing on their house in Atlanta. And I'm like, well, they got to come. They're some of my best friends.
Yeah.
So, like, how is everyone going to fit?
I don't know. I ain't even going to hold you. People going to be standing up because we got too many people.
Fire hazard. It's cool.
We ain't leaving enough seats.
This is what we could do. We can make our friends look like staff.
I'm happy. No, I got enough, like, real staff that I know, they're not even going to have seats right now.
Well, they could be on the side of the stage, dog.
Dog, this is what I'm saying. So, I do want to say I'm excited as fuck that we sold out Atlanta. We did, y'all know, as March 9th, New York is sold out. We damn near selling out March 10th. So, if you haven't got your tickets yet, please get them because that shit about to be sold out. So, bitch, we selling out, hoe.
Bro.
I don't even want to hold you, bitch.
I can't believe LA fucking sold out in a day and a half.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
A day and a half. And this is Hollywood Improv. So if y'all been
to... I'm Hollywood Improv.
Bitch,
the fuck you talking about? You a go. Day and a half, nigga?
Bitch.
I went to parties that didn't have that many people
no.
in them. So I can't wait to meet the LA Horror Hive. But speaking of Atlanta this weekend, I don't know if we're going to get to go back to that club. That was so much fun. But like I couldn't breathe in there. So if you guys know of a ghetto hood fun club that doesn't feel and taste like blunts... Let me know. Because maybe it doesn't exist.
Know. Yeah, I don't know. Lay Jardin is cool, but that's like an outdoor club.
Bro, do you remember how I was wheezing and using my inhaler in the club?
In Atlanta.
And the fact that it was an appearance and we had to be there?
Yeah.
I was in tears. Medina was outside like, it's okay, Wheezy. They saw you. They know you're here. And you were texting me like, there's girls from London here. You got to come back. I can't do it, dog.
Well, I'm going to be clubbing all goddamn weekend in Atlanta, so I'm ready.
It's going to be a fun time. We're excited to see y'all.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hug you and kiss you on the cheek and touch your titties.
Yeah, it's lit. So, once again, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Enjoy this episode, this next clip, I'm sorry, from our Patreon. If you don't have it, it's $5. You can have access to a slew of episodes on there. Enjoy us. We have some really fun shit. Bye.
Bye.
Let's settle this debate.
Uh-oh.
In a couple.
Yes.
Who's better, stranger or a friend?
I haven't fucked strangers. Oh, you mean in a couple, the one you know or the one you don't know?
No, in a couple. We're a couple. We want to have a threesome. This is just assuming that the list...
A friend.
Right.
What? A friend is better.
Disagree.
So to me, and I'm not going to lie, so we had this talk. So my homegirl that I just had a threesome with...
By the way, guys, use this time to utilize our comment section on this Patreon post and let's debate because...
Yes, so to
you
me...
You tell me why a friend is better. I'm going to tell you why.
So opposite. I will tell you why a friend is better. To me, I feel like a friend is better, especially one that you trust. Because I feel like that there's a huge understanding with where you stand with the partner you're bringing me in with. I also feel like I don't have to worry about a friend as much as I do a stranger. And I say that because, bitch, I'm a stranger to all the niggas' wives I be fucking. So I don't give a fuck about their feelings while I'm fucking a nigga. But a friend genuinely has a conscience when it comes to that. So I feel like with a friend, a good friend, not just a hoe friend, not like a legit friend that knows your relationship, that is just cool with your kinks and wants to help you experience this, will be understanding to your relationship and not cross the lines that I think a stranger will.
So I'm going to hit you why I think a stranger is even better. And I think my reasons are the same as yours. A friend can be around my man again. A friend is going to be in our lives. A friend is going to pop up. And for most women that have neuroses about
bitch, get a friend jealousy, that don't live in town.
Bro, but point blank period, the friend is going to come back around at some point. Birthdays, holidays, and then we are always going to have that thing lingering there. And what if it was bad? And what if it could possibly destroy my friendship? Strangers, I feel like, are a very safe space because if it was great, we can do it again. If it sucked, we don't have to. Another thing about it is,
if it sucked to you, you don't have to. I feel like for strangers,
I'm sorry, great sex amongst the board. Like if a threesome, and maybe he liked fucking her, but like threesomes, I'm talking about us again.
Yeah, I get that.
I think you have a lot more control on how that stranger can impact your relationship than you can a friend. Because as a friend, they can have easier access to the man than a stranger
could. Everyone has access.
You're saying that. However,
this is what happened. So I had a not so close friend join me in a threesome. They didn't exchange any type of information in front of me.
I remember
bitch,
this one.
They fucking exchanged info on Instagram. It doesn't matter. No, they weren't both famous. Instagram model's not famous. And he was famous,
I mean, they were both popular left and where they knew each other's names.
Okay, we've all fucked regular guys still with Instagrams.
Fair.
So reach out to them on Instagram.
She's not a stranger. She's a friend of yours and you fucked
her. She wasn't but I'm saying she wasn't a close
stranger,
friend.
Though.
But she wasn't a close friend.
But she
wasn't a stranger. Which is why I said when you bring a friend, like me and my friend who brought me into the threesome with her nigga, we legitimately had a talk. And I think it also helped that it was just like, her nigga's not my type.
So I think that argument kind of makes to my point. That person you brought in was a girl that you knew, super attractive. Not friend. Maybe not. You're saying she wasn't close enough to respect the boundaries.
But me and him also weren't in a relationship.
But she still did it and you weren't happy about it. And
no,
I think
I wasn't.
What she did was wrong.
I wasn't, of course.
Now, I think that situation makes sense to why dating and finding a partner just for that, like a stranger, makes a lot more sense.
I still disagree because me and her.
And meeting someone as a couple is really, really good too. For example, my friends that have threesomes, as she said on episode 17, you guys can reference that, just spoke to a girl. I don't know if she's comfortable about talking about it. She's a podcaster. And she said, having threesomes with couples really makes me feel honored because they let me into their space. And I always want to make sure, like, when we meet, like, we discussed that. I want to know if I can talk outside the group chat. They let me know if they do that or not. And she's like, I just feel like finding unicorns is a lot smarter of an idea. Strangers in a bar, I think, are a cool idea, too, because then you can just, like, have that experience and get rid of it. If you want to continue having threesomes and try a triad type of thing, maybe. But
I genuinely feel like strangers hold no loyalty to either party.
Therefore, don't hold loyalty to shit. Neither
well, niggas should, but therefore, when you allow that stranger into the room, and this is where I've seen a lot of things go wrong, the bitch or nigga will hit up, like this just happened with one of my friends. And she's like, bitch, I brought you in here to have sex with both of us, and you sit here and try to fuck my nigga on the side. Like, this happens with strangers.
I think it also happens with friends. So, guess what? People are trash.
But no.
Let's go to number four.
If we're talking about that situation, he was not my nigga. So, there's a difference.
Neither of them.